This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister leads delegation to CARICOM Heads of Government Conference. Shipment of IV fluids to arrive this week, and Youth Ministry develops National Plan of Action for response to violence against children. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Hey, Rose! You depend on a big clean up.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you and then you can help me.
Alright, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pour little cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize we.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
Manchester residents, do you have a complaint about a government agency, office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Tuesday, July 8 at the Mandeville Parish Church Hall, Market Street, Mandeville, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless. Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is leading a delegation to the 35th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM in St. John's, Antigua and Barbuda. The meeting, being chaired by Prime Minister of Antigua Gaston Brown, started today, July 1, and will conclude July 4. A range of issues, including a report of the CARICOM Commission on the Economy and the status of the negotiations for a CARICOM-Canada Trade and Development Agreement, will be considered at the conference. CARICOM heads will also hold talks with Prime Minister of Spain, Mariano Rajoy Bray, on advancing technical cooperation with the CARICOM region. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Bruno Rodriguez Parilla, is also scheduled to be at the meeting for discussions on CARICOM-Cuba relations and preparations for the 5th CARICOM-Cuba summit to be held in Havana December 8. Prime Minister Simpson Miller and her team return to Jamaica Saturday, July 5. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is in charge of the government in the Prime Minister's absence. A shipment of intravenous IV fluid will arrive on the island this week. This as the National Health Fund, the NHF, seeks to ensure an adequate supply of the fluid in the health sector despite a current worldwide shortage. Chief Executive Officer of the NHF, Everton Anderson, says the 120,000 units of IV fluid expected should normalize the situation in the sector.
National demand is about 70,000 bags per month. The supply fell to about 30,000 because of the global situation. But we're able to manage the system efficiently and even brought in fluids by air to ensure that Jamaica was never compromised.
Mr. Anderson was speaking at the Sentence Bay Hospital recently. He has also expressed thanks to several agencies, including Food for the Poor, which assisted in bringing in supplies of IV fluid to ease the shortage. The Ministry of Youth and Culture has developed a national plan of action for an integrated response to violence against children. Portfolio Minister Lisa Hanna says the plan is geared at creating and maintaining a protective environment that is supportive of children while responsive to violence against them.
The plan of action is underpinned by a holistic rights-based approach at both the national and local levels with specific short-term and long-term targets. The plan requires a multi-sectoral approach by eliminating violence against children.
Minister Hanna was speaking at the launch of a two-day United Nations cross-regional meeting to develop strategies to eliminate violence against children in Kingston Monday. In the meantime, Minister Hanna says a number of changes are being made to children's services in Jamaica. The changes include amendments to legislation or regulation to enhance child care and protection, strengthening and expanding of parental training programs, and extension and expansion of child rights education program in schools and communities across the island.
We've also removed corporal punishment from our schools. These initiatives will also be complemented by the introduction of the following into our child care system over the medium and long term. A new case management system as part of the technological upgrade to bolster efforts to standardize and harmonize services to our children. We'll also be building a model care child facility to engender the best care and practices for our children.
Minister Hanna says several of these changes have already come into effect as the country strives to eliminate crime and violence meted out to children. That was the GIS News. I'm Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.